Hi, I'm Ted Zoller, and you're tuned into On the Heels of Innovation, a podcast powered by the Entrepreneurs Genome Project at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. How is it that some people are successful in pushing their ideas further and faster than the rest of the world? What characteristics do they share? Which skills did they work to hone? And what lessons have they uncovered through each step forward and back that can inspire you to accelerate your own ideas for a business or venture? This podcast will explore the perspectives, insights, and journeys of innovators and entrepreneurs who combine creative thinking and perseverance to go beyond the expected. On the Heels of Innovation is powered by the Entrepreneurs Genome Project, which is a research initiative that I lead with my students in the Entrepreneurs Lab class at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, revealing the DNA that makes up successful entrepreneurs.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, On the Heels of Innovation, Next Gen. And I'm your host, Akib Khan. On Next Gen, I sit down with college students who are blazing their own path in entrepreneurship.
I'm Christian Hansen, and I am a first year here at UNC. I'm a pre-business and economics double major.
My name is Claire Droney. I am a senior at UNC studying business at Kenan Flagler.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit about the Thinkternship program and what it hopes to accomplish?
The Thinkternship program is a division of Carolina Think that hopes to match student entrepreneurs with internships at startups in the community. So what we're hoping to accomplish is to give our students the opportunity to develop their entrepreneurial skills outside of the classroom and apply what they've learned at UNC to their ventures, which should help them develop their general entrepreneurial skill set and help give their resume a competitive edge.
Perfect. So what are some examples of internships that UNC students were able to take part in through the Thinkternship program?
So we have 15 different startup partners, and they cover a very wide range of industries and ask for a diverse range of skill sets. We have a number of nonprofit ventures, such as Leading Schools Forward and IndyCare. We also have a number of for-profit ventures, such as the one that Christian's working on, Unicode, and we just have a number of different options that should hopefully appeal to students who have interests in different industries and markets.
Creating these partnerships with these ventures, what are they looking for in the students? So why do they want to partner with us? I'm just curious to know what value they see in students at Carolina or students in the community.
Yeah, so UNC has one of the most vibrant entrepreneurial communities in the nation. And our students are very passionate, very creative, very innovation focused. And I think that the startups in our community recognize that and want to bring on some student creativity to their venture. I think that the ventures can benefit from our student interns by assigning interns to do certain tasks that they may not have the time for. But they can also benefit by using students' creative ideas and input and implementing that into their business model.
And what does the Thinkternship program look for when partnering with a venture? What do you guys look for in a venture before you partner with them?
We look to see if the venture is interesting to our students and if it is local so that our students would be able to meet with the founder without any transportation issues. We tend to partner more with ventures that have connections with UNC, whether they're founded by former UNC students or they work closely with UNC staff. Those are all things that can help us partner with different ventures.
Perfect. Yeah, the emphasis on having a local startups is great because there's so many local startups in this triangle. And having this face-to-face with the founders and creating that relationship of mentorship is so valuable for college students to get. And so my next question to you is, so the Thinkternship program puts a great emphasis on cross-disciplinary collaboration. So the program is not just directed towards like comp sci students or business school students, but rather students with varied skills from liberal arts to just graphic design to the sciences. So can you talk a bit about this emphasis on cross-disciplinary collaboration and why it's important?
Sure. At Carolina Think, we believe that entrepreneurship and innovation can be relevant and important to a number of industries that are not considered within the business realm. Innovation requires skill sets from, you know, science and technical knowledge to artistic design. And even our entrepreneurial minor at UNC includes different areas of focus between commercial entrepreneurship, social entrepreneurship, entrepreneurship in arts and sports. So we like to exemplify that in our organization and welcome members from a number of different disciplines and majors, because we believe that the best innovative solutions come from collaboration across multiple disciplines.
I feel like there's two ways for students to like get entrepreneurship experience. One is to like start their own venture, or another is to work for a small startup with like good traction already. So when should students go in those two routes? Is this internship program more for students in the underclassmen years, or is it more for students in the upperclassmen years?
I think that the internship program is relevant and important for students in any year of their studies. I think that the more skills that you have developed through the E minor or through your other classes might help you get a position that requires you to do more. Whereas if you're an underclassman and you haven't learned that much yet, you might be doing more training. But we try to tailor our experiences to the different skill sets of our members. So we do have members that are first years and don't have much experience, and we tend to put them in roles that are less demanding. And then for our upperclassmen who have a lot more experience and have learned more in their classes about entrepreneurship and business, we might give them a more demanding opportunity that might involve them building a website or doing financial modeling, doing marketing, market research. So it's like the more skills that you've learned and have developed, the more impactful you can be in your internship. But all of our internships are entry-level positions, so we welcome people to apply at any point in time.
Okay, perfect. So Christian, you were one of the participants in the internship program.
Yes.
So what made you decide to do the program, and how was your experience interning with this really cool venture, Unicode?
Yeah, sure. I started thinking about different ways that I could get involved around Carolina. Obviously, a lot of students will take part-time jobs, you know, along with their classes to, you know, find a way to make money and, you know, get experience for their resumes. And I was specifically looking for some type of real-world experience to make sure that my resume would be good enough for me to get into the business school and for me to get a future job right out of college. So looking at the Thinkternship program, I saw that there was a great opportunity to work with a startup, which is a unique setting and, you know, poses a lot of different challenges, which will make me look more adaptable. So going through Carolina Think, the entrepreneurship club on campus, I applied for the Thinkternship program, got it in. I got into it and then decided that Unicode was going to be the best company for me to work for. And Unicode is a blockchain educational website. And it does more than just teach you about blockchain, but it's also an exchange social media ideas-based website where a lot of people who are interested in blockchain can share their ideas as well as learn. So, you know, the website has constant tickers of all the cryptocurrencies and their levels, whatever their prices are at the time. So if blockchain is 4,000, it will have a real-time ticker of, you know, being, you know, $4,000. But it also has constant news feeds, forum post locations. It'll have events up there. And, you know, it has all these different applications all surrounding the idea of blockchain. We're given a list of different startups in the area, and we decide whatever our skill sets that we want to enhance are, we pick companies based on those. So, you know, if you're more of a tech person, then there are jobs that require tech tech analysis or, you know, information or knowledge on tech. If you're a marketing person, then there are different opportunities for you to do social media marketing, you know, different ways to help a product become better, rebranding, whatever it may be. And then for me, my interest was finance. And this was one of the bigger finance opportunities to talk about blockchain education, as well as create financial models for the specific venture.
Okay, perfect. So Christian, what were some important lessons you learned while interning with Unicode that you don't think you'd be possible to learn in a classroom environment?
Right. So as I said before, working with a startup is a very unique environment because you pose a lot of different challenges that an already set up and very stable business faces, as well as you learn a lot of things that, you know, aren't necessarily in the textbook. So in a classroom setting, you may learn more about the functioning of a business and, you know, different ways of treating certain situations. But the actual application of those and knowing, you know, what in your toolbox you have to use in order to best suit the solution or to best suit a solution to a problem is something that you can only learn from hands-on experience. So, you know, working in it with, you know, this Thinkternship, I was able to look at and identify problems, see what it exactly was that needed to be done in that situation, and then use the skills that I had personally acquired within my classroom setting to make sure that this solution was put in. So we were looking at you know, different ways that we could expand the base, the target market of blockchain to individuals, because you know, as a startup, it's a very small amount right now. It's all localized, and so not many people are using the website that this startup is offering. So by expanding the target market outside of just cryptocurrency fanatics in blockchain, we could target more people who were also interested in the new ideas of blockchain. So, you know, if you're a medical professional and you're into medical technology or, you know, medical information, data, then you're going to want to know how blockchain works because it's the way of the future in a lot of different ways. You know, that's just an example of how we were able to look at a certain problem and then, you know, be able to use our, you know, knowledge from the classroom to expand it.
Okay, perfect. So take us through your day-to-day Unicode. So what's a typical day like for you?
Sure. So I meet with the founder once a week on Thursdays for about an hour, hour and a half.
At lunch?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's later in the day, right before dinner. And it's, you know, it's a way that I end my day after my classes because I've got a very busy day on Thursday. I do all my classes, and then I go right to meeting with him. And so, you know, I'll meet with the founder. We'll talk an hour and a half about the different tasks that I had been assigned the previous week and what exactly I was able to accomplish. I'll bring any sort of results with me, and we'll go over what needs to be done for the next week. In terms of a regular day of working, it might be a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whenever I have time, I'll figure out exactly what my time management needs to look like. If I need to spend 4 hours on a certain project, then I'll block out 4 hours over the weekend to do it. If the, you know, project only requires me about 3 hours for the entire week, then I might split it up an hour each day. And so, you know, for 3 days. And so the different projects and the different tasks that I'm given will determine what the work week looks like. But overall, it's just a kind of, you know, I'm given a task, I have to accomplish it or accomplish as much as I can.
So, I mean, you're a first year and there's so much to still learn. So, like, do you feel like the people at Unicode is training you well, or are you feel like you're learning on the fly as you go?
Yeah.
How's that been?
Yeah, I think that this is an environment where you learn on the fly. And I think that any entrepreneur would tell you that the idea of starting a venture is knowing that you're going to be on the fly learning a lot because, you know, nothing is certain in a venture like this. So given that, I knew that not only was the founder going to have to be adaptable, but I also would have to be in terms of the knowledge that I know that I was ignorant of and do the research to figure out, you know, what exactly that knowledge is, mm-hmm. Learn it, and then be able to apply it in the future. So if I don't know how to create financial models in Excel, then I need to start going to, you know, different websites to learn exactly what Excel, you know, financial models may look like. I may pick up a book of, you know, different templates and different, you know, formulas that Excel can give to me that will help me create good graphics and, you know, whatever it may be. That's all self-taught.
So how do you think your internship experience has helped you in your entrepreneurial journey thus far?
Yeah, I think that it's given me a really good idea of how to go about doing an entrepreneurial venture. I've dabbled in some myself in the past, but none have really come to fruition. because it is that finishing aspect and getting that final product ready to be immersed into the market that's so incredibly difficult to do. Mm-hmm. And with this startup, I'm working in that phase with we have a prototype. Now we have to make it so that it's in a mass market setting, because currently there are only about 2,000 individuals that use this website. So I think that what I've learned most is how to make that jump from having an idea and then starting to create a prototype to finally putting it into the market.
Okay, perfect. So what advice do you have for students listening to this interview and are interested in the Thinkternship program? How can they get involved with internships, and what kind of skill sets should they start developing if they want to be part of the internships?
My biggest advice would be just try it. You know, I mean, the only way that you're going to be able to accomplish things is through, you know, taking initiative and, you know, being worried about the risks of, oh, what if I don't enjoy it? What if it takes too much time? You know, what if I don't know the information I need to know? Those are all questions that are going to be barriers to entry no matter what. So I think that if you just try it, and if you don't like it, then you can stop or switch, you know, switch positions in the Thinkternship program. I think just giving it a try is the first step. And then the second thing, to answer your second question, the skill sets that you need to be able to use are, one, your creativity, right? This is a company that is, you know, coming off of fresh ideas, so there might be things that need to be changed. And, you know, you have to be able to, one, vocalize those ideas, but, two, be able to come up with them as problems come up. Like I said before, you got to be adaptable. You have to be able to handle situations, and you have to be a good communicator, because if you're not able to communicate, you know, the problems that are happening or the ideas that you have, then you're not going to be helping the venture. So,
okay, perfect. So what's next for you?
What's next for me is seeing how this venture goes along. You know, it's a temporary, you know, Thinkternship. It's not something that I'll be pursuing with the company for, you know, an extended period of time. So either switching to a different venture just to get a new set of ideas, something that maybe I'm more passionate about looking for long term, as well as for me to start my own venture. I've got an idea that I've been developing, and I hope to create a prototype soon and start marketing that.
Perfect. And so my last question to you is, what advice do you have for students listening to this interview and are thinking about applying to this program? How can they get involved with Thinkternship?
So my advice to students listening to this podcast is definitely to come get involved in the Thinkternship program. We really value proactive candidates. So even just sending a message to, you can send a message to the Carolina Think Facebook page or organization email. You can also email me directly at claire_droney@keenan-flagler.unc.edu.
Perfect. All right. This was a fantastic interview. Thank you so much, Claire. Thank you so much, Kristen, for doing this interview, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.